Okay, we have some, a few regular agenda items, only one of which is not a second reading, and that's 327.
Authorized contract with Dr. Joseph Graves for equity training and seminar services.
We have Police Bureau staff here to explain this item. Thanks for waiting.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I almost said good morning. My name is Matt Wagonet. I am acting captain for Central Precinct right now, but I'm here in the capacity as a member of the Community Police Relations Committee, subcommittee rather, in that capacity. And so we are petitioning for passing the ordinance to pay Dr. Joseph Graves for the training he supplied to us last December, our sergeants, for equity and diversity training. The Community and Police Relations Committee and Police Bureau Command Staff determined that Dr. Graves' subject matter expertise made him uniquely qualified to lead the Police Bureau sergeants through a fact-based training on the issues of race, inequity, biological, racial myths that impact people's decision-making today, institutional racism, and how these topics related to their job. Dr. Joseph Graves is a professor of the Joint School of Nanoscience and Nanoengineering, which is a collaborative project between the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and North Carolina A&T State University, as well as Duke University. Dr. Graves' main focus of research is evolutionary biology. He is a national expert in the biological concepts of race and is one of the featured researchers in the film Race, the Power of Illusion, which is a film that we used during the training itself. He has demonstrated his ability to connect well with Portland Police Bureau officers, and not only is he well-versed in the scientific realm of race and race relations, but historically and politically as well. He was able to take this knowledge and actually speak to members of the Police Bureau and the command staff and the sergeant staff in a way that it was easy to understand and use historical and political examples to help bring it all together. There was a grant actually that was being worked out during the course of his instruction that turned out to be, due to lack of communication, had stipulations that we could not meet, one of which was a great deal of research and information gathering that would really cause us to have to hire somebody to actually do all the work that they required of us, and two, they wanted us to supply all the work that Dr. Graves had brought and presented to us to them for their copyright. We didn't see that as a feasible way, especially with Dr. Graves' personal and his information that he developed himself. And so, therefore,
who is they? You say they.
The grant, the people that were offering us the grant.
The Department of Justice.
I'm sorry.
COPS grant. Right. So it became impractical, therefore, to use the grant for this as originally thought, and that's why this is kind of an unusual case of coming to council with an ordinance to pay for a contract after it's already been executed, but it was just a failure of understanding about what the grant could pay for and what it couldn't pay for.
Correct. And so myself and Mr. Turner here answer any questions you have. I know you've been presented some paperwork from our fiscal services department, as well as our request for $15,350.97 to pay Dr. Graves for his services.
And you're just paying this out of available funds in the Bureau?
Correct.
Other questions about this?
We have Damon Isaiah Turner from the Human Rights Commission. If you would just like to say a few words about your involvement in the training.
As many of you know, this initiative came out of a partnership between the Human Rights Commission's Community and Police Relations Committee and the Portland Police Bureau. And Dr. Graves not only presented as a portion of the training in November of last year to the sergeants, but also in December 2012 to all the command staff, lieutenants, all the way up to the chief.
Yeah.
And we still have further to go in the initiative, of course. We still have detectives and officers to go as well.
Yeah, this is a case where we've got, you know, community leadership and the Bureau working really effectively together, and we found a really good trainer, but we just had a little glitch here in the administration of this,
correct, you know,
this inexpensive but effective program.
And we hope to get him back for the extensive training with the officers and detectives as well.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you both. Appreciate you being here to explain this. And unless there are other council questions, it's an emergency ordinance. Anyone else wants to testify? Nope. Okay, let's take action.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is $15,000 very well spent for 7 trainings provided to the police sergeants. The trainings were co-led by Dora Perry on my staff. And I could read you all the wonderful things she says about it, but it was a great experience for her, too. And I appreciate the Police Bureau being willing to invest funds in this important initiative.
Hales.
Great program, well managed, and I appreciate that we can pay the man. Aye.